You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The city of Detroit is suing Dan Gilbert's real estate company, Bedrock Management, for refusing to hand over personal information of its apartment building tenants. The city wants to find out if those tenants have paid their Detroit income taxes. Gilbert maintains he doesn't have the legal right to release tenants' personal information to any third party. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now. So, Daniel, you say the city has a right to collect what it's owed under existing law?
Well, sure. I mean, there's existing tax law. People know that going in, or at least they should know that going in. And the city has a right to collect it. I think the issue is the one that Dan Gilbert has raised. And by the way, the interesting thing here is these are two best friends essentially going at each other over this issue, is that this is a dragnet. And this essentially assumes that people aren't paying their taxes or paying the right rate and are somehow falsifying where their actual permanent address is.
But if the city has a right to collect what it's owed, why not help the city do that, particularly considering all the tens of millions of dollars in tax breaks Gilbert has gotten to develop that portfolio of downtown buildings and sites?
Well, a lot of that, that's a debatable point, I think, in terms of who got tax breaks. I mean, a lot of those buildings that he bought for cash. But I mean, if you're a resident...
But we know he did get tax breaks, even looking at the Hudson site, for example.
Well, yeah, yes. But those are more state grants and other kinds of things. But take Dan Gilbert out of it. Put somebody else in there. If you're a renter who's signed on the dotted line and given the information to your landlord, and then the government, in essentially an information dragnet, comes in and says, hey, we want all that information too. After the fact. I mean, it's not that that when I signed on the dotted line, I said they say in the fine print that my information might be shared with governmental entities for taxation purposes. That's really the issue that people are raising here. And I think the second one that I find troublesome, and we see this in other walks of life, is that you're kind of assumed guilty until you can prove that you're innocent. Well, based on what?
So what do you see the city being able to do, knowing, as you say, in light of its past woeful collection efforts pre-Duggan and pre-bankruptcy?
Right. So they're doing a lot better.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot better, and they deserve credit, and the mayor deserves credit for that. And I'm not suggesting at all, but I can tell you this. The fact that this is a problem means that the tax disparity between residents and non-residents is a disincentive to people, can be a disincentive to people to move into the city. The same thing with the high auto insurance rates. And we saw the mayor and a coalition in Lansing trying to get that passed, and they were not successful. And as long as that remains, I think it's going to be a disincentive for some people to move into the city of Detroit, as is an income tax that is twice what it is for non-residents.
So you make a case for the state overhauling no-fault insurance and for the city cutting its income tax rates. Wouldn't cutting income tax rates hurt revenue the city badly needs?
It could, but remember, the city also cut a lot of its property assessments to essentially increase property tax collection, and it's been successful. Property tax collection is going up, I think, as people realize, hey, these assessments are more reflective of the market, I'm more willing to pay them. Because there was a lot of non-payment on property taxes in the city of Detroit as well. And one of the reasons there was non-payment, or several reasons, one is the assessments were totally out of whack with what the reality was in the marketplace. And secondly, is people weren't getting any city services for what they were paying for. The city is doing a lot better now at delivering services, and I think people feel that there's a value proposition there, or there's becoming more of a value proposition, and they're more willing to do it. Hence, property tax collections are going up. You know, Detroit is still the highest taxed locality in the state of Michigan. It's not the only town with an income tax, but I think it's got one of the highest in the state.
But as you argue against going through the courts, what should the city do?
That's a great question. I mean, I think from a policy's perspective, if you tried to equalize your tax rate or at least move in that direction, that might be a step in the right direction. The city can unilaterally do that. The city can't reform state auto insurance rates. I mean, that is something that is beyond the city itself to do.
They tried.
They've already tried, yeah. and they haven't gotten very far.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.